And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 24th of February, 2015. Claudio Monteverdi's L'Orfeo received its premiere on this date, 1607, in Mantua, Italy, the first fully developed opera, story of Orpheus who descends into Hades to retrieve his dead wife, Eurydice. There had been plays with musical accompaniment, but this was the first in which all the actors sang, and people liked it. It's the birthday of Wilhelm Grimm, born in Hanau, Germany, 1786, who with his brother Jakob collected oral folk tales and published them in 1812, many of them very dark and violent, which, once the brothers Grimm realized children were reading their book, they began adapting the tales to make them softer and sweeter, including Snow White, Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, Sleeping Beauty, a great boon to the Walt Disney Corporation. It's the birthday of Jane Hirschfield, born New York City, 1953. She was in the first graduating class at Princeton to include women. Not long after, she published her first poem, and then went off to Northern California to study Buddhism for the next 8 years, during which time she did not write at all. She said, "I don't think poetry is based just on poetry. It is based on a thoroughly lived life. And so I couldn't just decide I was going to write. I first had to find out what it means to live." Her most recent book of poetry is Come Thief. It's the birthday of Stephen Jobs, born in San Francisco in 1955, to two graduate students who put him up for adoption. He was adopted by Clara and Paul Jobs, an accountant and a machinist, and growing up, Jobs and his father would tinker with electronics in the garage. Dropped out of college after a semester, became a Buddhist, and in 1976, at the age of 21, he co-founded Apple Computers, where less than 10 years later, he unveiled the Macintosh, the first personal computer to catch on with the public, on which you simply clicked on icons rather than typing in precise text commands. Stephen Jobs, who once said, "Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart." Here's a poem for today by Edward Field, In the Morning. Often in the morning, the fog is thick over Jersey, sometimes like today, lifting later on to reveal with the clarity of a dream the wide river with its traffic, the cluttered far shore, and the hills beyond where hidden towns send up spires like messages. The river is never terribly obscured, even when the land beyond is absolutely white, and I can see the ferry leave the shore with a load of commuters like refugees from a land where faces have no face and bodies only exist if you put your arms around them. They come to the city where I am, although they do not find me nor even know that they are searching for me. And as the morning progresses with its growing clarity, there is a world over there, after all. Anyway, for a while, precise as a dream, perfect and grimy until another night and its temperatures pulls down the fog from the air and obliterates it. In the Morning, a poem by Edward Field from Stand Up Friend With Me, published by Grove Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance with its APRON project, celebrating progress and the people that make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.